From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with a developing story here in Washington. The head of the FBI said Friday that the agency is reopening its investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. The agency's action comes just days away from the U.S. presidential election. Clinton's rival, Republican Donald Trump, who previously criticized the FBI and Justice Department for its handling of the Clinton email case, reacted this way to the FBI's move during a campaign stop in New Hampshire.
I have great respect for the fact that the FBI and the Department of Justice are now willing to have the courage to right the horrible mistake that they made.
Clinton is preparing to campaign in Iowa this Friday, but so far no word from her campaign in the reopening of the email investigation. In a letter sent to U.S. congressional leaders, FBI Director James Comey said the agency learned of the existence of emails that appeared to be pertinent to the investigation. The FBI director said investigators will examine the material to determine if it contains classified information and to assess their importance to the FBI investigation. The director said he could not predict how long it will take to complete that investigation. Meantime, as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton continue to crisscross the states where the outcome is less predictable, seeking votes, surrogates of the candidates are also on the campaign trail, including former President Bill Clinton, who urged people in Pennsylvania to turn out in masses on Election Day. Millions of U.S. voters have already cast their ballots in several states where early voting is permitted. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office says the Islamic State group appears to be using tens of thousands of civilians in and around the Iraqi city of Mosul as human shields. A UN spokeswoman said Friday in Geneva that credible reports suggest ISIL has been forcing tens of thousands from their homes.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields. Many of those who refused to comply were shot on the spot.
The UN says it has received reports of more than 200 people being killed for refusing to comply with ISIL's orders or for previously belonging to Iraqi security forces. Iraqi forces are within 6 kilometers from the edge of Mosul on the eastern front, but the progress has been slower south of Mosul. United Nations member states have voted overwhelmingly on a measure that could lead to a ban on nuclear weapons. The UN Disarmament and International Security Committee voted to approve a resolution that calls for negotiations on a new treaty outlawing nuclear weapons, despite opposition from nuclear-armed nations. The United States, Israel, France, Russia, and Britain were among the nations voting against the non-binding measure. The UN members will meet in December to vote on the resolution during a full General Assembly. A jury in the northwestern U.S. state of Oregon dealt a blow to the government in a long-running battle over the use of public lands when it acquitted all 7 defendants involved in the armed occupation of a national wildlife refuge in Oregon. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Tumult erupted in the courtroom Thursday after the verdicts were read when an attorney for group leader Eamon Bundy demanded his client be immediately released and repeatedly yelled at the judge. U.S. Marshals tackled attorney Marcus Mumford to the ground, used a stun gun on him several times, and arrested him. Bundy's co-counsel, Morgan Philpott, said that was wrong. The U.S. District Court judge said she could not release Bundy because he still faces charges in Nevada stemming from an armed standoff at his father Clavin Bundy's ranch 2 years ago. That trial is scheduled to begin early next year. The Portland jury acquitted Bundy, his brother Ryan Bundy, and 5 others of conspiring to impede federal workers from their jobs at the Mulhere National Wildlife Refuge, 500 kilometers southeast of Portland, earlier this year. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
South Africa and Burundi have sent letters of intent to withdraw from the International Criminal Court to the UN Secretary General. Gambia says it will do the same. The International Criminal Court justice lawyer says the threats to leave the ICC are not uncommon. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.